So, first there's speech, and then writing comes along as a kind of artifice. Now, don't get me wrong, writing has certain advantages. When you write, because it's a conscious process, because you can look backwards, you can do things with language that are much less likely if you're just talking. For example, imagine a passage from Edward Gibbon's The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. The whole engagement lasted above 12 hours till the gradual retreat of the Persians was changed into a disorderly flight, of which the shameful example is given by the principal leaders and the Serenus himself. That's beautiful, but let's face it, nobody talks that way. Or, at least, they shouldn't if they're interested in reproducing. That is not the way any human being speaks casually. Casual speech is something quite different. Linguists have actually shown that when we're speaking casually in an unmonitored way, we tend to speak in word packets of maybe 7 to 10 words. You'll notice this if you ever have occasion to record yourself or a group of people talking. That's what speech is like. Speech is much looser. It's much more telegraphic. It's much less reflective. Very different from writing. So we naturally tend to think, because we see language written so often, that that's what language is. But actually, what language is speech. They're two things. Now, of course, as history has gone by, it's been natural for there to be a certain amount of bleed between speech and writing.